This goes to Stephanie, Stephanie, Boring, B like boy, O-R-I-N-G, P-A-C, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Daniel Caulkett, C-A-U-L-K-E-T-T. Date of birth is May 3rd of 1953. Dear Stephanie, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Caulkett with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, membranous nephropathy, proteinuria, and diet-controlled diabetes. His last visit was July 11th of 2022. He has had less of an appetite for several months, and he's eating a lot less sweets and carbohydrates. And he's actually lost 8 pounds over the last 6 months. He's feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has a minimal amount of edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum doses of both Losartan, 100 milligram daily, and Lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. His Crestor has been increased from 20 milligram a day to 40 milligram a day, and that seems to be helping him also, he believes. Also, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. He takes Provigil, 100 milligram daily in the morning for severe fatigue, and that has been helping, he reports. Physical exam, weight is 236 pounds, pulse is 55, and he reports that his cardiologist is following the slightly lower pulse. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 84. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, but no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 20th of 2022. Creatinine slightly improved at 1.6. Estimated GFR was 43. Calcium 8.6. Electrolytes are normal. Magnesium was 1.5. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 1,260. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Membranous nephropathy with proteinuria, non-nephrotic range, and diet-controlled diabetes. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.